This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Welcome to the final episode of Maybe Baby Series 1. We did it! Thank you so much.
Amazing. We made it.
Thank you.
Without splitting up.
Thank you. Well, we almost did on several occasions. It has been one hell of a ride. Mm. And we've really enjoyed interviewing all of our guests about various stages of parenthood, including opting out of it. Big yourself up, Angela Barnes.
Yeah, I mean, God, how long has it been? You looked up the other day when we did our first interview. Was it February?
February 3rd.
So 11 months. Mm. It's amazing how long it takes to make a podcast.
Well, in our case, yes. Some people whack those things out in weeks.
We procrastinated heavily.
We're just very busy. We're very busy people.
Yeah.
But on to our last episode. And this week, we are interviewing each other.
So basically, what we've done is we've written questions for each other and we've not told each other what the questions are.
As well as that, we are answering some of your questions via email. So thank you for sending them in. I'm going to start with a question for you.
Go on.
Fast forward 3 years from now, mm-hmm. Where do you genuinely think we'll be, like with everything? Where are we living? Do we have kids? Another dog, perhaps?
That's an enormous question to start off with. Do I think we'll have a kid? Yes. I do think we'll have a kid.
How old will the kid be?
Two, three? I don't know. Two makes more sense than three.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, I'd be getting pregnant right now. Where are we going to be living?
Round here.
You still think North London?
Yeah, I think North London, yeah. Why? We're...
Two dogs? Three dogs?
No, two.
Okay.
I don't think we don't need any more. The two we've got at the moment are
enough.
Do you
think we'll have a house with a garden?
Yeah, I think we will.
I hope so. I really want to upgrade.
Yeah.
I'm bored of taking the dogs down five flights of stairs to pee in the front garden.
Yeah, woe is us. Flat life. Okay, what should I pick here? If you had to pick one feature from me and you, physical or mental, for our kid, but also one from our parents, what would you pick?
Excellent question, Bodge.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent question.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I'm going to go your face, because you're so bloody handsome.
You can't do the whole face.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Whole face.
Imagine we had a kid and it came out and it looked exactly the same as me.
Hopefully it will, because I was the ugliest baby ever.
That would be so weird.
Your skin.
My skin.
Because you've got really good skin.
Okay, there you go.
Your mum's brains.
My mum, yeah.
She's clever. Martin, she's so clever. In fact, both your parents are intelligent.
Yeah, my dad's smart as well.
Yeah, your parents' intelligence. My personality.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I'd want the kid to have my personality. I would, because I reckon I'd get
hold on
with
mate,
it.
So you're going for your own personality, which is quite big, and then you've gone your skin for me. So not like your humour or your ability to handle difficult situations. You're just whole personality.
Just my whole personality.
And my skin. Why don't you just fucking Hannibal Lecter me? Just peel the skin off me now and be
done.
And
from my mum and dad, fuck all. Oh, it doesn't matter because they don't listen to this podcast.
They do.
They don't.
Your mum listens.
My mum has no idea what a podcast
is. Come on. From your mum and dad.
My dad's sportiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big into sports, big Desi. And he got all of us into sports as kids. So, yeah, I'd like to think that our child would be sporty. Because you're not very sporty.
What? I play a lot of sports.
You're just not very good at it.
Okay.
My turn for a question. If we did decide to go for it and we're lucky enough to fall pregnant and have a successful pregnancy, how do you see us splitting parenting duties?
I think I'll leave the breastfeeding to you. Okay. First 12 weeks, first 3 months. Obviously, it's on you. A lot of work.
Fuck you!
No. Not like...
It's on me!
No. Like, you have to be... It's predominantly the mother who has the role. I don't mean that...
It's really not, apart from breastfeeding.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay.
If anything, if I'm going to have a C-section, it's on you.
Yeah. First...
Recovery.
First couple of weeks is probably definitely me. I think with... I'll go back to work initially.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to work, do you think I should be doing the night feeds as well?
No, absolutely not.
So I think first 3 months, probably that. But then you're quite keen to go back to work.
Very keen to go back to work.
And I think I probably could do 3 to 6 months of paternity.
That's great. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I like your answer.
Dad at home. Okay. For the benefit of our listeners... What names would you like for our potential child?
I don't know if I want to share that sort of information.
No?
I think it's good to keep names of your babies close to your chest, because this is what happens when men and women tell their friends about potential names. What happens is that those friends and family go, oh, that reminds me of the snotty-nosed kid in my school. Oh, that reminds me of my miserable teacher that I had in history. Can I ask you what you'd like? Oh, I know what you'd want to call our kid.
So, I mean, the thing is, I've kind of said this is what I want the name to be, but I don't think I really do. I think I just like saying this because it winds you up. My mate once said to me, what about Bobby? Bobby Bodge. A bit of alliteration. Because Bobby, everyone loves Bobby.
There's nothing wrong with Bobby.
At work, Robert. Serious. Yeah.
Anyway, our dogs sleep in our bedroom. How would you feel about our child doing that?
No.
Okay, great. Next question.
Yeah, no, because I think what Russell Cain said about making sure that there's discipline and there's barriers. And actually, we've heard stories from friends where the kids slept in the bedroom and then it's just, you know, trying to wean them off that is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
So I would, first 6 months, you keep them there just to make sure... Everything's okay. But I would move them out of there at the first opportunity. Whereas I think you wouldn't.
How I am with the dogs, probably
not. You get really
not.
Attached.
Yeah. As long as the dogs are still in the room, I'm happy.
What are you on about? You just said, if we get a house, she said this to me earlier, if we get a house, the dogs are having their own bedroom.
Yeah,
I was like, wishful fucking thinking.
What?
You would, okay,
I want
one,
them to have their own, they used to have their own bedroom when I lived in Birmingham.
Okay, when Kate moved down to London... We moved into a flat and the landlord said, no dogs upstairs where there's carpet. I said, no problem. We only have Baxter at this point. Together, we made sure Baxter stayed downstairs.
Oh, it was awful.
And then...
Worst time of my life.
I went to America with work. Was it America or Japan? No,
so I went to Japan for a wedding.
Yeah, I went to Japan for a wedding. And Kate goes off the rails. I came back. Baxter was in our bedroom and it's been like that ever since. So...
Little miniature...
Sometimes you say to me, fuck it, let's have a kid. Is that you telling me to go for it and make it happen because you want the choice taken out of your hands? Or is that temporary? Would it be easier for you if you just got pregnant by accident?
It's hormonal. Because you know what I'm like when I'm due on?
Yes.
Moody.
Yes.
Very, very moody.
Yes.
Proper chewy with you.
Yep.
The attitude as soon as I wake up.
Sometimes it lasts beyond that period as well.
No. The other day I was being a proper cow to him and I went, oh, I'm probably due on my period. I wasn't. I was just being an arsehole. So the times I say, oh, sod it, let's go for it, are the times when genuinely I feel like I'm just being a bit of a wuss and I should just stop being so scared about everything in life, including being pregnant, having a baby, becoming a mum, and just go for it.
So should I lay you down and make sweet love to you at that moment?
No, absolutely not.
And then,
I don't think getting pregnant by accident would be a good thing for me, because if we're going to do it, I need to know. I need to know I'm doing it, because we've debated it for so long.
Yeah.
And also, we're getting married in less than 6 months and I really want to enjoy being married. I want to enjoy a honeymoon. I want to enjoy all the weddings that we've got this year before we even think about trying.
Mm.
So I'm sorry that sometimes I say, fuck it, let's just do it.
I actually think... If you did get pregnant by accident, that would be easier for you. Because I think getting yourself geared up to say, yes, I'm actually going to have a baby is going to be almost impossible for you.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know,
I don't know how we're going to get me pregnant by accident. Unless we're doing it and I say, right, okay, you know where to...
Whoops. There's always a whoops.
For God's sake, I wish I didn't have this blooming face mask on because I keep touching my nostrils. Next question.
Go on.
You went to private school. I went to a scutty comprehensive. I'm joking. It was a great school. What would be your preference for baby bodge?
So I did go to private school.
All right. What else do you get for Christmas, you fucking show off? I'm starving. Can I have a crisp?
Go on.
We'll be right back. Play some nice music for the listener.
So I went to private school. Start recording a commercial of Gary Lineker. We've all been there.
I wonder how many boxes of Walkers he's got in his house.
I mean,
he's got
to have
a stash.
Do you know what it is? I bet Mariah Carey phoned him up and she went, do I have to do this? He's like, you don't even have to eat the crisps, Mariah. Don't worry. Just pretend.
Come on, let's go.
I can't. You realise that everything you're doing is making sound, so.
I'm so sorry.
Don't eat the apple.
I'm really hungry.
Don't eat the apple. So here's a little insight. When making this podcast, half the challenge is harnessing Kate to just concentrate on one thing at a time. Because what we'll do is she'll go, okay, right, set everything up, we've got to record. And then she'll clean the bathroom or she'll take the dogs for a walk. So I'm sitting here going, I thought you
wanted... Because the bathroom needs cleaning and the dogs need walking and they ain't going to walk themselves, are they? Look at all the shopping that's out on the sides. It got delivered 4 hours ago. We haven't even put it away yet.
It doesn't need to be in the fridge. Anyway, so trying to get her to focus is
school question.
Okay, school question. So yeah, I did go to private school. It was a government assisted place.
What does that mean?
My parents couldn't afford to send me to private school. Right. So there was a scheme called assisted places where you would go through the exam like everyone else. And then if you passed, you could get in and the government would pay the rest of the money.
So if you were clever enough.
Yes.
You passed the test.
I passed the test.
Clever clogs.
There you go. So hopefully, I don't think we would be in that position. I mean, I don't know. Private school is pretty expensive.
Mega bucks,
man. Yeah. I don't think they have that scheme anymore.
I, on the other hand, would be happy for my child to go to a comprehensive school because I turned out right.
I haven't finished answering the question.
Sorry, mate. Go on off.
Fucking hell, Katie.
Sorry. Every time I interrupt you, just play that and I'll stop.
Okay. In terms of being at private school, it was funny. The other day, I actually met one of my old mates and we were saying how we didn't really enjoy it that much. It wasn't that great an environment for being happy. The one thing with my school is they teach you how to do the best you can and to be a winner. I know that's not, I don't mean to say that in an arrogant way, but there's no like acceptance of falling under a certain standard. So you either rise to that standard or you don't. Mm-hmm. But it does leave a lot of unhappy kids afterwards, probably.
The problem is a lot of people didn't enjoy comprehensive school either.
Yeah, probably for different reasons. I can only say for me. And despite all of that, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I would want to send my kid to private school. Because I think it pushed me to do much more than I would have done in the state school kind of system.
How do they push you harder?
They push you harder because the grades that are expected, you've got smaller classes, there's probably more attention from teachers. I don't know if the teachers are better or worse, but I feel like the standards they set for what they expect you to get is much higher. So I guess in a state school, if you're getting a C or a D, it's kind of accepted you're getting a C or a D. Mm-hmm. You kind of find your level. Whereas here, they're like, no, you have to get an A.
Right.
So that's where they push you to do more. Probably because all those parents and kids are spending 5-10 grand a year to send their kids there to get good grades.
Right.
So they kind of need some output from it. Mm-hmm. And I hated education. I wasn't really very good at school. I have a very short attention span.
Same though.
Not
I don't
compared
think...
to you.
Listen.
You've got the attention span of a gnat.
Of a gnat. I don't know you're going to say that.
Now, I love reading. I read so much. I love finding things out. I'd probably be really good at school now. Maybe we're doing it the wrong way around. Maybe we should all go to work from the age of 7 and then go to school later on. But I would. I know that sounds crazy to say that I wasn't happy, but maybe my experience was unique to me. I don't know. Good question. My turn. You don't eat meat. Would you stop our child eating meat?
That's so weird. That was my next question.
No way.
I've not eaten meat for 2.5 years. We both recently attempted a predominantly vegan diet. If we had a child, what diet would you want them on?
I would say, look, I felt better when I cut out meat and dairy, definitely. But I think I would have our kid have small amounts of meat. Because think about for our diet now, we're both quite concerned about how many nutrients we're getting. Things like iron and B12 and protein and stuff like that. And, you know, that's my life. I can risk my health, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I would never risk my child's health. So unless there was really compelling alternatives where you could guarantee you're getting all the nutrients, then no, I'd have them on a normal, relatively normal diet. But because of eating with us, we eat less meat, so they would naturally eat less meat.
How would we keep our relationship strong?
I think the important thing is remember that we are together for each other. Communication is really important. I think having date nights where you have nights off just with each other. Mm-hmm. Your child is obviously the focal point of everything, but have things that you talk about which aren't just the kid. Oh my God, the kid did a shit today. Woo. You know, like you still have your life. And yeah. I think what's good is we both have so many interests. Uh-huh. And we would keep on doing all those things.
It's really difficult because everybody says once a kid arrives, that person is then your number one priority. And it's really hard to focus on your relationship because all you care about is keeping this little human alive for as long as possible. Mm. And also, who was it that laughed at us when we said, oh, we'll still go on date night? Was it Scummy Mummies?
Yeah.
So like, you will be both so tired, you won't want to go out.
Yeah, okay. So maybe for 6 months. But can I also say, I now follow Scummy Mummies on Instagram. And they are away constantly doing their live shows. So,
and also they're always having lovely little mini breaks at spas.
Yeah. So for the initial 6 months, you've got to hunker down and we've got help. And then after that, it's still possible. I mean, look at our friends around the corner. Look at Rachel and James.
Yeah.
They go out loads.
Yeah, they do. They have a great social life. Yeah. And it's also my sister Kelly and Lee.
Yeah.
They probably have a better social life than us. And they've got two kids.
The kids have a better social life than us. Here's a testing one.
I'm ready. Hit me.
How do I convince you that I'm not going to up and leave you? You always say the same thing. And I don't know how else to tell you I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean I always say the same thing?
You just go, well, if I have a kid, then you'll leave me and I'll be on my own with the kid.
I have not said that for so long, you jive.
Every so often, you will still say it.
I said to you that my fear is that I'll finally say, all right, let's do it. Let's have a baby. Okay. And then we'll have the baby. It'll be horrendous. And you'll go, fuck this shit. I'm out of here.
Because I've, yeah. What would you say if you were in my shoes, though?
I don't know. There's nothing more you can do than to assure me that you want to be with me for the rest of your life. You know, you've asked me to marry you. Put a ring on it. You're very lovely.
You're very lovely.
You're such a nice guy. You know, you're there's so much around the house. You fix the extractor fan. You're a really lovely guy.
Some odd Eastern European accent.
You're really lovely, Martin. I love you. I've gone really Scottish all of a sudden. You are just great. You're bloody brilliant. You've never done anything to make me think otherwise. So there's nothing more you can do, babe. You've reassured me enough. I do have faith in you. I don't believe that you'd run off.
I had to be careful that didn't do.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How would you feel if we had a baby and I didn't want to go back to work?
I think I'd be fine with that.
If I said to you, I'm really enjoying motherhood. I love being a mum full time. I want to be a full time mum like my twin.
I would be very surprised if... Okay, so say you didn't want to go back to full time work, but I'd be very surprised if you stopped doing everything. But yeah, if you wanted to be a mum, you didn't want to go back to work, then I'd support you.
Cool.
Outside of all the obvious shit bits of having a kid, what's the one thing you hate about the whole process? I'll give that some context. For me, it's gender reveal parties.
I tell you what it is.
Go on.
It's the fact that it's forever. There's no getting out of it. If you go on holiday and you arrive at the hotel and you don't like your hotel room, you can go down and go, sorry, can we change rooms? Or if you buy a car and you hate that car, you can then swap it for another car. If you buy a house and you don't like where you live, you can move. If you get married and you hate your husband, you can get divorced. If you have a baby, it's forever.
Think about it this way. It's the only thing that's forever.
Every single day of your life, for the rest of your life, you have this thing.
Yeah.
You know, even with dogs, they die when they're like 15 to 18.
I think you're overly worried about commitment in a way that will, like, so what, that it lasts forever. It might be good. It might be you have it forever and it's good.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at it purely from a negative perspective.
Let's lighten the subject.
Yeah, I told you that's one of the deep ones, isn't it?
What song would you want playing if I became pregnant and I was giving birth?
Lethal Bizzle, Forward Rhythm.
What about Via C-Section?
General Levy, incredible. No, what song would I want playing?
Oh, they were great shouts.
I love grime, but I'm not playing grime at the birth. Do you know what? What's the 80s tune? Then open up your
every second of the night. Heart. These dreams.
Yeah, that's the one.
You'd want that playing.
Imagine you're giving birth at that moment, the drop, and you're just like,
dear listener, if you have no idea what song we're talking about. These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live another life. What a belter.
My version's pretty accurate.
Imagine me pushing a baby out of my twinkle to that.
Yeah.
A power ballad from the 80s. He thinks it's a good shout. Okay, that's the song. It has to be.
Okay, and C-section, something different. I feel it has to be something calming. Like, you know that yoga meditation music we play when we're in bed?
Oh, lovely. That.
You just want that, don't you?
Really lovely.
Yeah.
Great. Have you got any more questions?
If you could pick any of our guests to babysit, who would it be?
That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
Oh, do you know what? Jenny Eclair.
Jenny Eclair.
Yeah. I'd straight away, Jenny Eclair, I'd want her to babysit.
She's got top grand
vibes. She already said that she's ready to be a grandma.
Yeah. You know when she said, I would babysit your child, she won't.
Yeah, she won't.
You know when people say something just to make you go away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Bye.
Jenny, we're tapping you up for babysitting duties if it ever happens. Are there ever times where you just feel content with what you've got? Like, do you ever wake up and think, do you know what? I don't want to be a dad anymore.
No. No, but I know what you mean, because I wake up and it's fine. It's just us and I can just get up and do whatever I want and I have time and everything's cool. I go to work. I don't have to worry too much about stuff. I know that having a kid changes all that and your responsibilities go through the roof. But there is something in my gut that tells me it will be worth it. So, yes, I'm very content, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like having a kid will change it for the better.
Good luck. Final questions.
Okay. What's the one thing you'd like to teach our kid to be good at? But I don't mean you, it doesn't mean that you have to know the thing. Like,
yeah, like Chinese.
everyone is always teach a kid Chinese.
Mandarin.
Yeah.
I want my kid to learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
I'd love my child to play a musical instrument, because I could never read music in school and I pretended to play the recorder. Even in the school performance where everyone, good. I just was pretending to blow and pretending to move my fingers on the recorder. So I'd love to, like, my child to learn the piano or cello or something like that. Mm. And then one day we go and watch them in a Hans Zimmer concert.
Nice. Yeah. I like the fact that everyone gets a recorder, and if you don't stick it up your nose or up your arse, or you actually know which way to blow, then they give you a real instrument afterwards.
There you go.
And for you, you stuck with the recorder.
They moved me onto triangle shortly afterwards. Final question for me. God. When are you going to stop leaving the empty toilet roll on the sink and start putting it in the bin?
When you give me a child.
Fuck you. So, let's take a couple of questions.
Go on.
Hi, Kate and Bodge. Your episode on finding out about your fertility health was really interesting. If you decide after your wedding next year to try for a baby but had trouble conceiving, would you consider going through IVF? I know it's an extremely personal question, but I wonder if it's because I myself have been through IVF. I'm 33, have unexplained infertility. We were trying for 6 years naturally. I went through 2 years of fertility tests and finally received NHS funding for IVF. We were lucky to fall pregnant on our first round. Our embryologist suggested, due to the grade of my embryos, to transfer 2 eggs back into my womb to increase the chances of one of the eggs sticking. Our non-identical twin girls are now 8 months old. Love, Joanna Waters. That is gorgeous news. Congratulations on your twins. I've never met anyone who hasn't tried IVF after difficulty conceiving. And aside from not being able to afford it, I don't know why you wouldn't give it a go. You know, it's a little bit of help that could potentially make your dream come true if you really want to be a parent.
I'm just trying to think of what the negatives would be. I guess if it doesn't work, then like the hope, and you feel like you spent years doing it. But at the same time, if you want a kid, you haven't really got an alternative.
We'd try IVF. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the couple this week who finally became parents? After 6 years, spending £80,000 on 15 rounds of IVF. This story is the definition of never giving up.
Mm.
It's remarkable.
Well, it's amazing because at the end they said they basically had given up and they were like, yeah, we've got one left to just do it.
Yeah.
And we don't expect anything to happen.
I mean, they've given up emotionally. They had one embryo left and they said, if this embryo that we're implanting doesn't work, if it's not a success, we're going to stop trying.
When you don't want something, that's when it happens.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
It worked. They gave birth on December the 10th. Lewis and Hannah Vaughan Jones, they are. And they welcomed a little baby boy to the world called Sunny. I've never known anyone to have 15 cycles. And they're so lucky to be fortunate enough to be able to afford to do that. Over 6 years, what's that per year?
About 12,000
pounds a year.
A bit under, yeah.
Wow. This came in from Faye Watson as well. Hi both. Are you at all concerned about how your dogs will be if you have a baby?
We've luckily Baxter is very affectionate and he tends to just lick. Actually, they both do, and Shirley does as well. Shirley was quite jealous being a rescue when we first got her, but she seems to have chilled out a bit now.
Yeah, massively.
I think with her, she's a bit jumpy and she's a bit snappy at times with us when she gets overexcited. Not in a bad way, just that's how she plays. So I think we would probably keep her away from a very young baby and then supervise quite closely.
Shirley's the one we need to watch. But they've both been around babies, toddlers and kids, and they are great. They're so chilled out, and I reckon they'd really embrace having a new member of the pack. Also, it'd be important, I think, to still give them as much attention as we've always done.
Yeah.
If we had a baby, because the love I have for those two is just ridiculous.
It wouldn't happen with us. We're too nutty for the dogs. We're just...
We're too bloody nutty for the dogs we are.
Crazy.
Now, the aim of this podcast was to find out as much as we could about each stage of parenthood, from conception to pregnancy, birth to newborns. We spoke to someone who was child-free by choice and found out the reasons why they opted out of motherhood. We have learnt so much, discovered things we never knew, and hopefully we've broken down the stigma attached to women who are unsure about having children.
Yeah, we want to say a huge thanks to all of our guests who came on and gave up their time to tell us more about their personal lives. So much appreciated. Thank you to Vogan Spencer Matthews, Scummy Mummies, Alison Hammond, Russell Kane, Bryony Gordon, Angela Barnes,
woo!
Jenny Eclair, Kemi Hooper, and my mum.
Madden!
You were the best.
I don't know about you, but Maybe Baby has helped me realise a couple of things. One, I'm not alone. There are so many women who are child-free by choice or in a relationship where their views on having children aren't the same. I want to say thank you to everybody who has got in touch and shared their story. I feel more confident saying I'm 39, I'm child-free by choice, and that's totally okay. Also, we still live in a society where women are often judged for not wanting to procreate. And although the parents we've spoken to have said, Kate, you'll never regret having a child, it's clear from those we've interviewed and heard from that women and men can live happy and fulfilled lives without children. Big yourself up, Angela Barnes.
And I just want to say I've learned a lot. And now, honestly, it's ridiculous. Now my mates will come up to me and say, with baby stuff. And the ones without babies, obviously. And that's people talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I feel it's opened up for a lot of people. So
it's made me realise that there's a huge scale for men and women on how they view parenting. These messages kind of sum it up. I got these two messages back to back. One said, loving Maybe Baby, I have a 10-week-old, and I tell you now, hand on heart, I was terrified of how I'd cope. But my God, it's been amazing. And then the next message said, Kate, it's so good to hear your Maybe Baby podcast. I feel the same. Pregnancy creeps me out, and giving birth is something I don't wish to experience at all. All my friends are pregnant or trying to get pregnant. I have no maternal feelings. Quite the opposite, in fact. It's good to hear I'm not the only one who's not desperate to grow something inside you, push it out your vagina, and then be stuck with it for the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean, though? Everybody is different. So it's just been really interesting to hear from people who have not wanted kids until they were like 40 and then the switch flicked, or women who have wanted to be pregnant from day one and then they had a baby and then it wasn't all it's cracked up to be. And then women who chose not to have children and have been really happy without them.
The main thing that I've really enjoyed seeing people say to us is that they felt they didn't have the answers, or they needed some guidance, or they needed some help. And that's by somehow listening to this, that's what they've got. And that feels quite special.
Yeah.
That we've enabled that for some people.
But I even feel like that. There are days when I think to myself...
Well, I hope so. We've been on this bloody podcast.
We've bloody been doing it a year. But look, there are days when I just think to myself, we've learnt so much. It'd
be a shame to waste it,
wouldn't it? It is going to be.
Shame to waste it by not having a kid. Just think about it.
It will be. It will be the best of times. It will be the worst of times.
That fucking advert.
In fact, a lot of our listeners predicted that we'd announce at the end of the series that I was pregnant. So without further ado, I can now reveal that you're wrong. I'm not. I'm so sorry to disappoint everybody who messaged saying, please have his babies. He's absolutely beautiful.
Like one person would have said that.
Yeah. Cheers, Mum. No, I do feel more confident about going for it and trying.
Yeah.
Not yet, but I've gone from never wanting kids to being on the fence, which was when we did the podcast, to now thinking, you know, perhaps one day we could start trying. And if all my eggs aren't dried up then and we get pregnant and we have a successful pregnancy, brilliant. And if it doesn't happen, it wasn't meant to be.
So, the big question, season two?
Who knows? Maybe, baby.